103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How are you guys doing out there? Like I promised y'all, today we have the young man, Governor Tim Walz, on air, and he's asking for y'all to vote for him and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris as president, him as vice president. How are you doing today, Mr. Walz?
Hey, Big Rob, thank you for having me. Thank you to your listeners for giving me a chance to make the case. Super proud to be on this ticket. We know it's going to be close. We know Michigan's going to be a deciding factor, and I just wanted to answer any questions you got of it. I think we've got an agenda that serves folks a lot better, and I think you're seeing in these final days there's a big contrast between the competency of Vice President Harris and then the kind of madness that Donald Trump's been displaying over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Early voting and the importance of getting out the vote.
Oh, it's critical. And I said this one is don't let them take your vote away. Don't let them take your power. Go out there and express your opinion. And look, this is about tax cuts for the middle class. It's about making housing more affordable. But it's about tackling the real issues. And Donald Trump's just got an enemies list. He's just on grievance. And I think the country's tired of it. We're wore out from it. And there's no reason that we have to have this much division. So you got to vote. Early voting, 2 days here, we'll get started in Michigan. You'll get things kicking off. We know that folks are already sending in mail-in ballots, but take the time. Iwillvote.com if you want to know how to do it. And let's not continue this division. Let's not continue policies that benefit only the rich. The idea that a guy like Elon Musk is trying to buy this election, that just doesn't go with most of us who are middle-class folks.
Right. And Harris's recent policy announcements for black men, Latino men, rural Americans. Can you speak more on that?
Yeah. And I think folks who are saying, what are you doing for me? It matters. And, for too long, I think we know that there's, systemic policies that made it more difficult. But look, black men are not broken. They're entrepreneurs. They want to get out there. But we know it's hard as hell if you're a black man to get access to capital to start your business or to make sure you're getting the right job training for the middle class you have. And I think Vice President Harris focusing clearly on that, making sure that there's, forgivable grants, $20,000 forgivable grants, tax credits, making sure that home ownership is more affordable. And then addressing this issue, it is simply wrong that if a child is born in two child in the hospital, one's black, one white, the white kid lives longer. And we know that's because of the system that's set up to make sure. We need to make sure that healthcare, health, wealth, rights are restored. And folks know, again, you don't need us telling us to be gatekeepers. You just need to have the tools available on a fair way that folks can survive and thrive.
Right. Now, also, you guys are traveling across these battleground states, Michigan being one. What would you say to Michigan voters if they're teetering? What would you say to them?
Look, you had an opportunity to see Donald Trump, and it cost us manufacturing jobs. He lost 280,000 manufacturing jobs. Over 400,000 have been created. Infrastructure law, connecting through broadband, access to job training, and just a basic decency. Look, you can have differences of opinion on taxes and things like this, but those closest to Donald Trump are telling us how dangerous he is. This guy is praising Adolf Hitler's generals. This guy is talking about the enemy from within and using the army against us. How long do you think it's going to take before he goes through that list and it starts hitting just regular folks? So we don't need it. He's too big of a risk. Too dangerous. He's not provided anything. And we've got an opportunity to elect a woman whose single focus has always been serving the people. So let's turn the page. Let's try this, a way of getting along together, finding some unity and getting back to the things that made this country great.
How important, Governor Tim Walz, is local voting for your local elections?
For your listeners who are out there and you're wondering what difference it makes to me, this race will probably be won with one or two votes in a precinct. So you see it, there's hundreds of votes here or whatever. One or two of those votes across all those precincts in a state like Michigan could be the difference between Donald Trump taking away personal freedoms, taking away the right to the free press, taking away an independent judiciary, using the military, tax cuts, versus Kamala Harris investing in hospitals, investing in education, investing in small businesses. So I tell you folks out there, if you're that one vote and you're like, well, heck, I don't know how much I matter, you matter. You matter and your voice matters. So get out there and get it done.
If I was standing in front of you, Governor, and I said, I'm thinking about voting for Donald Trump, what would you say to a Michigander that's saying that?
Also, I would ask you which policy first you think is best for that, and then I would ask you to think about the broader picture here. Who's standing up? Who comes from the middle class? Does Donald Trump really know where you're coming from? Are you really comfortable with him praising Adolf Hitler? Are you really comfortable with the folks who know him best saying that he is the most dangerous person? And this comes from the folks right who he hired, right with him, saying he's the most dangerous threat to America ever. And I would just say, look, you've got an accomplished attorney general, you got an accomplished senator, and for me, look, I'm a school teacher and a football coach, a guy who just comes from the middle class and wants to be right by my neighbor. That's a hell of a lot different than the guys on the other side.
Okay, Governor, good luck on your election bid. Thank you for speaking with our listeners. We appreciate it so very much. Again, good luck to you and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thanks, Big Rob. Go vote, everybody.